I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the casual killing act of 1669, and it stated, should a slave be killed as a result of extreme punishment, the master should not face charges for murder. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either.
I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know.
And I know I can hear somebody saying it right now. Man, come on, dude. You talking about the 1600s? 1669, really? And they're right. But funny thing how history has an interesting way of repeating itself. See, the first half of the Casual Killing Act of 1669 law stated, and if any slave resist his master or owner or other person by his or her order, correcting such slave and shall happen to be killed in such correction, it shall not be accounted felony. But the master, owner, and every such other person so giving correction shall be free and acquit of all punishment and accusation as if such accident had never happened. Now that was followed by, and also, if any Negro, mulatto, or Indian, bond or free, shall at any time lift his or her hand in opposition against any Christian, not being Negro, mulatto, or Indian, he or she so offending shall for every such offense proved by the oath of the party receive on his or her bareback 30 lashes. One of them situations where if the white person say you did it, and you're getting them 30 lashes. Now, I saw an interesting parallel by Viola Davis, and it was with Breonna Taylor. Remember her? Killed by the police while she lay asleep in her bed, and the officers were pardoned? Should a slave be killed as a result of punishment, master should not face charges of murder. See, when the Kentucky Attorney General, Daniel Cameron, said that Breonna's killing was justified because the shots fired at her were in response to her boyfriend shooting at the cops, well, the Attorney General only charged one of those three officers, and the charges were for wanton endangerment. Yeah, that was for shooting into the apartments of Breonna's neighbors. It was like no killing even took place, or as the law stated,
no such accident ever happened.
Man, the similarities to the Casual Killing Act are obvious. Breonna Taylor and her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, were stalked, their homes were violated, and Walker, the boyfriend, was punished for raising his hands in opposition. Yes, there was a new law created, Breonna's Law, and a $12 million settlement that was awarded to Breonna Taylor's family, but justice still wasn't served. It rarely is. Hell, Trayvon Martin's killer gets paid to make public appearances and sells artwork for upwards to $100,000 for some of his pieces to his fans. Man, when cops kill black folks, that ain't negligence, coincidence, and they ain't accidents. It's damn near a legal right woven into the fabrics of the first laws of this country. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either.
I didn't know.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.